Do you know that there are two poets that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given his shawl to them, honoring the poetry that they had recited? The first is a poet in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Ka'b bin Zuhair. So in the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent in Makkatul Mukarramah, at that time the focus was on literacy. The focus was on language. The focus was on poetry. And if you look at, you know, the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent, that time the focus was on magic. And therefore, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was able to produce certain feats, which was miracles, which overpowered the magic of that time. That Musa alayhi salam had the stick that turned into a serpent, which outdid the magic of that time. When Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent, at that time, it was common where there was the cure of illnesses, and therefore, he had the power with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure someone who was blind, to bring the dead to life. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was sent in Makkatul Mukarramah, at that time, the focus was on language and more so on poetry. There was poetry that was recited, poetry was honored, the best poetry was hung on the Kaaba. Poetry, you know, poets were given gifts, they were honored, they became famous. And some of the kuffar used their poetry to recite and to speak ill of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from amongst the Muslimin, there was a poet by the name of Ka'b ibn Zuhair radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And he recited certain poetry in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so pleased with him that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him his shawl. And this shawl remained with Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And later on, during the time of the khilafah of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhum, he came to Ka'b and he said, "I want to buy the shawl from you." So Sayyidina Ka'b said, "No, this the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to me, I'll never part with it." And he wasn't willing to part with it. Then when Ka'b passed away, his son had the shawl. So Sayyidina Muawiyah again sent a message to him and told him, "I'll give you 40,000. Initially it was 10,000, 40,000 for the shawl. And he said, "You know what, that sounds like a good deal, I'll sell it to you." So he sold the shawl to Sayyidina Muawiyah. And Sayyidina Muawiyah then every Jummah would wear the shawl that the Prophet ﷺ had given Sayyidina Ka'b. And then it passed on to the Umayyad dynasty, and eventually, you know, it passed on to the different rulers and the different khalifs. And that shawl till today is found in room 12 in the Topkapi Palace in Turkey. So that is the shawl of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was one of the shawls that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. And the second shawl that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bestowed upon someone is with regards to a poet from the 7th century. He was born in 608. Commonly referred to as Allama Busayri rahimahumullah. He is Muhammad ibn Sa'id Abu Abdullah. So his story is such that he was a poet who was from West Africa, whose family moved to Egypt. And he was, you know, accustomed to reciting poetry in praise of the kings, the rulers, the governors. And therefore in his poem he says, "Khadimtul," you know, he says, "Bimadihi, I serve them with praising them. Astaqilu bihi, I am hoping that with the poetry that I wrote later on, it will be a means of tawbah of all my praise of the rulers, you know, unjustly." So what is the story of Allama Busayri? What had happened to him is he was struck with a stroke. And this resulted in complete paralysis in his body. He was unable to move. And one Thursday evening, he was sitting in a very, very sad state, feeling very down about what had happened to him. And at that time, he then recited some poetry. He recited some poetry, and that poetry was in praise of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was in that he fell asleep. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him in his sleep and rubbed his hands over the body of Allama Busayri rahimahumullah. And then Allama Busayri recited that poetry to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam listened attentively to the poetry, which is 160 couplets, 10 different chapters. And after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam listening to that, Allama Busayri then fell again. You know, the dream ended, the vision ended. And then when he woke up in the morning, he was able to walk. He was able to walk, and that morning he walked for the Fajr Salah. And while he was walking for the Fajr Salah, he came across one of the dervishes. And the dervish stopped him and said to him that, "Hey, you stop. Why don't you recite for me the poetry that you recited last night?" So Allama Busayri was, you know, rather surprised, and he said, "What poetry? Because I've recited lots of poetry in my lifetime." So he said, "The poetry that starts off by Amin tadhakkuri jiranim bidhi salami, the poetry that you recited to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam last night." And he was astounded. And you know, the news then spread about this poetry that Allama Busayri had recited and how it had an effect in curing him. And it was then spread, the ruler of that time, Bahauddin, came to know about this. And he then called him up and he then asked him to recite it. And he recited it in his presence. And he was very touched and moved by it. And he, one of his you know, governors had also become blind. And the poetry, the poem was placed on his eyes and he recited it. And as a result of that, the blindness was removed. So this is a beautiful poem, the Qasida Burda. And throughout era, the ulama have focused on the Qasida Burda, where great scholars like Allama Suyuti, Allama ibn Hajar Asqalani, Allama ibn Hajar al-Haythami, and from our own ulama, the ulama of Dioban, you know, Mulana Qasim al-Nawtawi, Mulana Hussein Ahmad Madni, and others, all paid a lot of attention to the poetry of Qasida Burda. They would read it, they would instruct their disciples to read it, they would take the permission to read it, and Mulana Ilyas rahimahullah said that, you know, by reciting the Qasida Burda regularly, it will be a means of developing a connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It will be a means of developing a connection with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is how powerful the Qasida Burda is. So therefore, you know, reciting it and reflect on it, this is a means of gaining closeness to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the poem starts off with, and certain couplets were by Allama Busayri, and then some of his students and some of his assistants and his peers had added some couplets with time. So it starts off with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us as believers, you know, on the one hand, we develop love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Allah. And on the other hand, it is the love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we need to kindle simultaneously. So the poem starts off with Alhamdulillahi munshi il khalqi min adami. All praise to Allah, alhamdulillah. All praise belongs solely to Allah. In this world, whatever praise we render for anyone, essentially the praise goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the creator of the world. Allah is the one who munshi il khalqi min adami. He brought this world into existence from non-existence. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. And when we look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it reminds us of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we need to praise Allah. And Allah loves that we praise Him. And it's a means for us to gain closeness to Him, because Allah does not need us to praise Him. He is already praised. By us praising Him, it's a means of gaining greater closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munshi al-khalqi min adami. Allah brought about this world from non-existence into existence. And for us as human beings, the first gift that Allah has granted us is existence. It is because we exist that we are granted life, that we are humans, that followed by that, now we can become believers and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has brought us in families that are, you know, born in the deen. This is the favor of Allah. But after existence, the second favor then is iman. And that the third favor is that He's granted us to be from the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to send salat and salam upon our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the poet says, thumma salatu, thereafter salat and salam ala al-mukhtari fil qidami, that being Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam who has been chosen in eternity before the creation of this world. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was already chosen as a Nabi. And therefore, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had committed the error and he made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his tawbah he recited durood, salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was asked that, how did you know to recite durood, salat and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And he said that I saw this written on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was chosen, and in the narration it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of mankind before the creation, and he found the hearts of the Sahaba to be the best. So he chose them to be the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he looked at the hearts of mankind again, and he found the Quraysh to be the best. So he chose them, that to be the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he looked at the hearts of mankind again, and he found the heart of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best. And he chose him to be the final messenger, the chosen one, and the best of all Allah's creation. And therefore the poet says, ثُمَّ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى الْمُخْتَارِ, therefore salat and salam upon the Mukhtar, the chosen one, fil qidami, who was chosen in eternity. مَوْلَايَ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا. We say, O Allah, send your salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, دَائِمًا أَبَدًا, eternally continue sending your salutations upon the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ala habibik, who is your beloved, khairil khalqi kullihimi, who is the chosen one, the best of Allah's creation from its entirety. He is the best of Allah's creation, and he is the one who Allah had chosen for the final messenger. So the first chapter, which has roughly around 10 stanzas in it of 20 lines of poetry, this chapter of the Qasida Burda speaks about the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a love that creates a burning desire. And our love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not something stagnant. We continue to nurture it, we continue to kindle it, and like that we develop a relationship with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our relationship is that we recite durood, salat and salam upon the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we follow his sunnah, that we read about his lifestyle, that we have the opportunity to visit him by visiting the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinatul Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever visits me in Madinatul Munawwara, then that person, my intercession becomes obligatory upon him. So these are some elementary points with regards to the poem. And inshallah, in our next setting, we will look at, you know, the messages from the poetry. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant us love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam.